the best morning show in the country.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Special.
Excuse me.
News you absolutely positively cannot use early in the morning. Y'all ready for this?
Let's go.
Let's go. Follow me on Twitter at SpecialK913. Let me know if you like it. If you don't, keep it to yourself. Why? Because I'm sensitive. And I take it very personally.
Really? Today,
I really do. I sit at home and cry when I get bad tweets. Okay, I'm lying. I don't.
I mean, you really sit at home and just like tear up.
But yeah, it ain't got nothing to do with Twitter though.
Do we have a sponsor? My life.
Of course we got a sponsor. Today's news you absolutely cannot use is sponsored by Huggies APW. It's a new Huggies APW. Now, APW stands for Huggies Adult Personal Wipes. Now, you didn't know they had a new product, did you? Well, I guess they got a little motto on here. It says, because when you're dropping your kids in the pool, it's our duty to help you walk away with a clean, fresh booty. When you're dropping kids in the pool, it's our duty to help you walk away with a clean, fresh booty.
And where
you
buy those from?
You get them from Dollar Tree, Walgreens, CVS, places like that.
Let's one more time.
Yeah, when you're dropping kids in the pool, it's our duty to help you walk away with a clean, fresh booty. All right. Get all that out of the yard. Well, in the wake of disturbing zombie and cannibal stories coming out of Miami and other places over the past week, one good thing has come from all the attacks. Two companies, at least, have reported a spike in sales of motorcycle helmets and hockey masks that people are wearing on the street as a precaution. So, see, in every dark situation, there is some light.
Right.
So people are making money. They're walking around wearing motorcycle helmets. I think that's a good idea.
That's a safe bet, yeah.
Exactly. Let's see. Headcrack talked about it earlier, reporting on the Ninjas in Paris controversy with actress Gwyneth Paltrow, going to the Watch the Throne concert. Well, this song has proven not only to be a hit, but an inspiration to other artists. Eminem and R&B crooner Robin Thicke, of all people, have teamed up to do their own version called Crackers in Sweden. Speaking of big tours, get your tickets now for the Trying to Pay the Rent tour featuring Lil Flip, Chingy, Bubba Sparks, and is headlined by Mystical.
Bam.
Yeah, ticket prices start at $4 on up to a VIP package for $8.75.
What do you get for the VIP package?
You just get to stand next to the stage and, you know, take pictures with your camera phone.
Hey, what's the name of the tour?
It's the Trying to Pay the Rent tour.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And finally, apparently Juicy didn't tell the whole story of what happened between her and comedian Adam Sandler while she was in Hollywood. Now, there's reports that there was a one-night stand. A one-night stand, Juicy. You didn't tell that part of the story, did you?
With who?
And they say that Adam Sandler was so caught up in her good loving that he insisted on taking her shopping the next morning, and he reportedly spent over $12,000 dressing her up at Build-A-Bear, Stride Right, and Kids R Us.
Anybody know it? That's what it went gay.
He balled out.
And what kind of little heels you had on, Juicy?
Some wedge.
So what kind? What name brand?
Some Oshkosh.
They say he bought you a cheerleader outfit at Build-A-Bear.
Gary, you helped Juicy get dressed.
I helped her get dressed, but she's not telling the whole story. She even called me, honey. But I'm like, girl, look, baby, you better get these damn coins, honey, because it's only come once in a lifetime. You put these doggone wedges on me and strut.
did she strut, Gary?
She strutted. She had a cute little mandarin color blouse on, baby. She had her hair whipped out. I'm like, all right, Miss Juicy, girl, you did like I told you, honey.
She like, Gary, you know I had to.
I'm like, what you say, Gary?
You know I had to.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.